question, why is it necessary for the Lord to put on tilak? It's not necessary. It's not necessary for him to do anything. He's not obliged to do anything. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natatsamaschabhyati kascha drishyate. He's not obliged to do any work. There's no one equal to him. There's no one greater to him. Parasya shakti vividhai vashuyate swabhavaki jnana badha kriyacha. Everything goes on simply by his desire, via his variegated energies. So, continuing, tilak is a symbol of the Lord's lotus feet and tulasi. So why is Krishna also wearing the same tilak as we are wearing? Is there any Shastra Pramana of Krishna's tilak in scriptures? If he is wearing it for decoration only, then why is he wearing it like this in the same way as us? Well, you can ask him. When you meet him, you can ask him. And if you don't think it's right, you can tell him it's wrong. But if you have the attitude to think it's not right, then you might not get to meet him, because he's independent and he might not like to meet you. Tilak is a symbol of the Lord's lotus feet and tulasi. Well, Krishna likes tulsi. Keeps tulsi on his feet. He can also keep tulsi on his head as a decoration. And his lotus feet, Krishna also puts his own lotus feet on his head. There's the famous pastime of baby Krishna lying on the banyan leaf in the water of devastation, licking his toe, because he thinks that all my devotees, they're doing so many austerities and so many, they're dedicated their whole life just so they can get a taste of the nectar from my lotus feet. Must be good. Let's try it out. So Krishna, why? It's like saying, why is Krishna blue? I mean, you could say that's quite useful. Why is he dark blue? That's good for going through the forest at night so that he won't be seen. But he doesn't have to worry so much about being seen. It's the gopis, they have to worry. So why is he like that? He likes to. Why does he blow a flute? Well, that's good for calling cows and cowherd girls. But he likes to do things. He's a person. Everyone has their own individual like. Some people like jalebis, and some people like pakoras. Some people like pizza. Pizza or pakoras. So, Krishna has his own likes also. He likes to be like that with his devotees. Shows the example. Krishna meditates on himself. Shows the example how everyone should meditate on him. He meditates on himself. At least that's what it states in the Bhagavatam. I don't know. Maybe he only tells us that. I mean, when you're meditating, you don't know what he's thinking of. So when he's sitting in Dwaraka meditating, he said that he meditates on himself, but could be that he's meditating on the gopis, because at night he can hardly sleep in Dwaraka. His wives are always complaining that at night in his dreams he calls out for the gopis. He's always thinking of them. So who knows what's going on in Krishna's mind?